Welcome back. You're tuning in to the HBCU Nation Radio Show, and I'm your host, Anthony Ray. Glad to have you join the broadcast today. And welcome to a very special edition of the broadcast. This is a special segment where we're going to highlight some of the great things that our good friends and partners over at Thurgood Marshall College Fund are doing, major advocates for our HBCUs for years. Thurgood Marshall College Fund is the nation's largest organization exclusively representing the black college community through scholarships and capacity building and research initiatives, innovative programs, and strategic partnerships. TMCF is a vital resource in the PK-12 and higher education space. The organization is also the source of top employers seeking top talent for competitive internships and good jobs. And today we're blessed to have joining us for the broadcast, Andrea Horton. She is the Executive Vice President of Programs, holding full strategic and financial oversight of TMCF's multi-million dollar programs portfolio, with a keen focus on operational efficiency, program efficacy, and continuous improvement. Andrea is responsible for the overall direction of scholarships, teacher quality and retention, talent acquisition, Leadership Institute, and other signature corporate partnerships and programs. Now, she joined the Thurgood Marshall College Fund in 2013 after spending 12 years in corporate marketing and 5 years as a business owner. Andrea Horton, Executive Vice President of Thurgood Marshall College Fund Programs, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you so much, and thank you for that warm introduction. I am very happy to be here.
Absolutely. We are just excited to have you for this very special segment of the broadcast as we highlight some of the great things our good friends and partners under the leadership of our good friend, Dr. Harry F. Williams, over at Thurgood Marshall College Fund are doing. And also, a major shout out to Paris for Denard for getting this all set up so we can make sure that we spend some time just talking about the great things that are happening over at Thurgood Marshall College Fund. And again, excited to have you on board today as Executive Vice President of Programs. And gosh, you hold, as I said in the introduction, full strategic and financial oversight of Thurgood Marshall College Fund's multi-million dollar programs portfolio. Let's talk about some of the great things that you guys are doing. And just here recently, you had the big Leadership Institute, the Annual Institute. And let's kind of talk about that. How did that go here just a few weeks ago?
Sure. We had over 450 students attend our annual leadership conference, which is our signature professional development program. The students have an opportunity to participate in plenary sessions and workshops, but then also interview with more than 60 corporate partners throughout the four-day event.
That is pretty
and
awesome.
It was a fantastic event. We had many of our key employer partners, Wells Fargo, the Boeing Company, Apple, just to name a very few, participating with us in the event, and they provided some great insight to our students, but then also had an opportunity to pick off some of the great talent for their internship and full-time job opportunities.
At this point now, you've been with the Thurgood Marshall College Fund for about 6 years or so. Kind of give us, if you will, the backstory, okay? Before you joined Thurgood Marshall College Fund, you spent about 12 years in corporate marketing and about 5 years as a business owner. And coming to this opportunity with Thurgood Marshall College Fund, that kind of background, give us kind of, you know, on what was on your mind. And when you look back now and see where you are, you know, how have things come together with what you had hoped to be and the way you laid things out initially?
Oh, absolutely. So you're right. I did spend about 12 years in corporate America. I'm a proud graduate of Spelman College and then went on to get my MBA with a focus in marketing. So I had a really great first career. Worked on major brands, including Victoria's Secret, Hanes, NASCAR, Quaker Oats, just really kind of started from the bottom as an assistant marketing manager and worked my way up to director level. Before making a decision to transition my career and really look at how I give back and how I can begin to prepare the next generation of corporate leaders. So I began to sort of network in this space and had an opportunity to come on board with the Thurgood Marshall College Fund. And it has been, a transition of epic proportions. I mean, I'm so happy with how things have come together. In this role, I'm able to leverage my corporate experience, connections in corporate America, while also really having impact on exposing our students to the kind of skill sets that are required to really position themselves for success in that space.
If you're just joining us, you're tuned in to the HBC Nation Radio Show, and I'm your host, Anthony Ray. Glad to have you join the broadcast today. And today we're doing a very special segment highlighting the great things happening over at Thurgood Marshall College for our good friends there under the direction leadership of Dr. H.L. Williams. H.G. Williams and the Thurgood Marshall College Fund is the nation's largest organization exclusively representing the black community. And through scholarships, capacity building, and research initiatives, doing a great job, doing great things, and love of advocating for our schools. Today, we're blessed today to have our very good friend, Andrea Horton. She's the Executive Vice President of Programs. She holds full strategic and financial oversight for Thurgood Marshall College Fund's multi-million dollar programs portfolio. And we're talking about some of the great things that she's doing in that particular regard. Again, Andrea, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Absolutely, absolutely. So let's kind of talk about what's on your heart today. Again, you've been with them since 2013, and you have full strategic and financial oversight of all the Thurgood Marshall College Fund's multi-million dollar programs portfolio. That is just so awesome. I know I keep saying it, but oh my God, it's just so incredible. I had the opportunity to just have this conversation with you. And so let me give you some time just to kind of share your heart and kind of lay some things out with us in terms of what your priorities are and what we can expect to hear coming from you guys over the Thurgood Marshall College Fund and what your hopes are for in the long term and short term.
Sure. So our priorities as an organization will always be providing scholarship support to our students. That's first and foremost. We started as a scholarship fund, and we recognize that our students, many of which are first-generation students, need that final financial aid support to persist and to graduate. So that's first and foremost. But then secondly, once we get students to school and through school, we want to make sure that they're prepared to obtain a great career and position themselves for the greatest success within that career. And what that means is that we develop programs that provide professional development experience, insights, strategies, tips, and tricks for our students of skill sets that will really position them to not only get a job, but be successful and get on the fast track and be able to sell past middle management. And one program in particular is our Hennessy Fellows program. And that program in particular, we are really, really devising a program that has curated experiences. We do a lot of deep dive work with the students around critical skills such that they're positioned to get on the fast track and sail to the C-suite.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the Hennessy Fellows Program, just matter of fact, wrapped the interview up earlier today with a Thurgood Marshall College Fund Hennessy Fellows, Jonathan Jones, down at FAMU. Great student, wonderful conversation. And again, a major shout out to you guys over at Thurgood Marshall College Fund on announcing that partnership, $10 million commitment from Hennessy over 10 years. And again, kind of let's hang out with that. Let's talk about a little bit more about the Hennessy Fellows Program. You get your hands in that. You're part of it. You're Executive Vice President of Programs. Wow. Congratulations to you. Major shout out to you and what you've been able to achieve and getting that done.
Thank you so much. It really was a labor of love and started for quite some time. The discussion started. And we were able to construct a program with the clear focus on professional development.
Wow.
Many of our partners focus on partnering with us to help them identify diverse talent for their internships or full-time job opportunities. And one of the unique differences about the Hennessy Fellows program is it only focuses on developing those critical skill sets that are necessary for success in corporate America.
Mm-hmm.
Hennessy really bought into our vision. They recognize that it takes more than a formal education to really understand the nuances of how to navigate corporate America.
Mm-hmm.
And so they applaud our students for getting the education, but they, again, bought into our vision of creating and I'll say loosely a curriculum of experiences that will allow the students to take their formal education and combine it with these experiences to really position themselves for success.
Mm-hmm. Pretty awesome. Yeah, we're going to do a series of interviews with several of the Hennessy fellows. And again, we're just so excited. $10 million partnership with Thurgood Marshall College Fund. Laid out over 10 years and targeting graduate students and help them to, if you will, develop those kind of skills that lead them to the C-suite. Isn't that right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we started our focus with MBAs,
right.
So specifically Masters of Business students,
mm-hmm.
Just to get the program kicked off. And as
right.
you said, the program is a 10-year program.
Mm-hmm.
For the next cohort, we're really opening it up to other sort of relevant focus areas for corporate America, including communications, technology, engineering, mm-hmm. law, supply chain.
Wow.
So we've really opened it to a broader focus because we recognize that there are other majors and focus areas where students can excel in corporate leadership.
If you're just joining us, you're tuned in to the HBCU Nation Radio Show, and I'm your host, Anthony Ray. Glad to have you join the broadcast today. And joining us for this segment, a very specialist segment, is Andrea Horton. She is the Executive Vice President of Programs, holding full strategic and financial oversight of Thurgood Marshall College Fund's multi-million dollar programs portfolio. Again, Andrea, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so let's have a little conversation also about whatever the programs you may want to take the opportunity here to kind of highlight. You have several signature programs, but what are the programs would you like to have a conversation about and right now during this part of the segment that you want to let folk know more about the great things that you're doing?
So one of the programs I'm really excited to highlight is our Hennessy Fellows program.
Mm-hmm.
That particular program is targeting master's level students with particular interest in going into corporate America.
Mm-hmm.
We're really excited about the unique nature of this program because it focuses solely on developing those critical skill sets that students need to position themselves for success in the corporate space.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really focusing on sort of five key competency areas with the program.
Okay.
Leadership, helping the students understand their own personal leadership style and gain effective leadership strategies based on that style. Communication,
mm-hmm.
helping the students to really understand the power of words, what they say, but also how it's heard. And then helping them to get the skill set of storytelling, because in any role, you'll have to be able to pitch your story, sell your ideas, and so we want to make sure the students are armed with that skill set.
Hmm.
We also focus on executive presence,
mm-hmm.
Which includes body language.
Yes.
So this year, we had the body language expert Linda Clemens come in to the first cohort of fellows.
Wow.
And read their body language and help them understand how they're being perceived before they even say the first word.
Right.
We're also helping the students focus on accountability and influence,
mm-hmm.
the art of negotiation, and then lastly, business acumen, which is really about business analytics. How do you really take data, synthesize it, and then make clear recommendations on business strategy.
That is so awesome, Andrea, as I sit here listening to you talking and sharing. Again, before you joined Thurgood Marshall College Fund, you had spent about 12 years in corporate marketing and 5 years as a business owner, and now in the position that you have as the executive vice president of programs and holding full strategic and financial oversight of TMC's multi-million dollar program portfolio. What you bring to the table is absolutely incredible. And students are benefiting from that experience. You know, as you said, you know, everything is not going to be inside of a book. What about these other little nuances about it and how you navigate some of the political stuff here and the other things?
Right.
And then bringing in, you know, the expert to help the kids understand, you know, the importance of how you're projecting yourself, even in your body. Like, that is just so incredibly off. That's just good stuff. Sign me up, okay? That's what I just sign me up. Look, I know I'm already out here doing some stuff, but listen, I can use a little refresher.
I think we all could.
Oh, God, that's just good stuff.
It's a humbling experience.
Yeah.
It's a humbling experience have been in corporate America, you know, experience being the, you know, only African American woman at the table in strategy meetings, and then to be able to sort of pull back the black curtain and share the insights that I gained with the students, but also be able to bring together C-suite leaders who can share their own insights and really give the students a leg up when they enter their careers.
That's just so exciting. And Dr. Williams, everyone there, they're glad to have you on the team. Again, major shout out to our good friend Paris Denard for calling us and saying, hey, let's do some things on the show. And we get together and I decided to do some, make an effort, if you will, to highlight Thurgood Marshall College Fund. We're all out here advocating on the behalf of HBCUs, but utilizing this platform, if you will, to help get the message out there, you know, and of course, major stakeholders and to policymakers and to students and those who are in school now, those coming up to the pipeline, the whole thing. Is that right?
Exactly. That's absolutely correct.
Exactly.
And we appreciate you for helping us spread the word. It is... you know, for many of us on the TMCF team, this is our second career, and we are all very passionate about making sure that our students have opportunities and that they're able to go through those open doors and really make impact and really see success in their careers.
Andrea Horton is the Executive Vice President of Programs, holding full strategic and financial oversight of Thurgood Marshall's College Fund multi-million dollar programs portfolio. And Thurgood Marshall College Fund is the nation's largest organization exclusively representing the black college community through scholarships, capacity building, and research initiatives, innovative programs, and strategic partnerships. TMCF is a vital resource in the PK-12 and higher education space. The organization is also the source of top employers seeking top talent for competitive internships and good jobs. Again, Andrea, thanks so much for taking time to join the broadcast today. Appreciate all the wonderful, the incredible things you're doing that are truly making a difference.
Thank you so much. It was an honor to be with you today.
And right quick before we go, how can folks find out more some of the great things that are happening at Thurgood Marshall College Fund, whether I'm a high school senior, from already attending school, if I'm an alum, you know, where do I go to learn more about the great things and the resources available with Thurgood Marshall College Fund?
Yes, we highly encourage our high school juniors and seniors to go to our website. In addition to our college students, www.tmcf.org. On that website, we provide details about all of our programs, including scholarships. We also have information about our Hennessy Fellows program, and that application for Cohort 2 is open now and closes December 31st, 2019. Again, www.tmcf.org.
Thanks, Andrea. Appreciate you. Talk to you next time.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.